Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday Eve, and a couple of hours from now, there's going to be a sit-down interview. No, that's not true. No, hold on a second. I got to correct myself. A couple of hours from now, there's going to be a television show that was recorded earlier today. And it features as the stars, Dana Bash from CNN and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and in a special guest appearance, I guess playing the part of the wacky neighbor, is our not ready for primetime Vice President Kamala Harris. So, okay, what are they going to say? Now, you and I have reviewed the questions, of course, we thought should be asked. You and I both know that's not going to happen. CNN had to agree, I guarantee you, to certain rules to get this. This is being billed as the first interview. I think it's insane. Why does the vice president need to take somebody? It's like an emotional support animal. You know, one of these people gets on the plane with a wild turkey. Oh, it's my emotional support animal. Helps me get through things. I mean, is that what it's reduced to? Or a shoulder to cry on? Or somebody to play interference? I don't know. But we hear all these bizarre, twisted things about this Walz character. And I got to tell you, Jason Lewis, who was a former member of Congress in Minnesota, knows a thing or two about Walz because Jason actually was running for the U.S. Senate while Tim Walz was telling everybody in that whole state, hide under your beds, don't even think about going outside. And I'm happy to say he's joining us, has been forever, former member of Congress, one of the great talk show hosts in America before that as well, Jason Lewis. Jason, thanks for being here.
Hey, Jeff, good to hear your voice again.
Oh, it's good to hear yours, my friend. You,
for
good or ill, know an awful lot about this Tim Walz character.
Well, I sure do. He tried to lock down my campaign to the point where in 2020 I had to sue him. You had a situation in Minnesota where the streets were being ruled by arsonists and thugs, and the Walz, and Walz admitted this later, as I point out in my book, Party Animal, that I decided not to engage because he didn't want to get on the wrong side of DEI, even if it meant burning down 1,500 buildings, letting the third police precinct go to a bunch of looters and arsonists, and changing the fabric and the really the feel on the ground in Minnesota permanently. It has never been the same since Walz let it burn. And Kamala Harris tried to bail out the people who burned it with the Minnesota Freedom Fund. So everything that has destroyed Minnesota, and they will lose a congressional seat in a couple of years. They should have lost one in 2020 had it not been for the shenanigans of the Census Bureau, which the Census Bureau, by the way, admitted after the fact that they overcounted blue states. But people are fleeing Minnesota because of this. And this guy, if he ever gets the reins of power nationally, I'm afraid Americans won't have any place to run the way they are getting out of Minnesota for Arizona and Florida and even Virginia, I suppose.
Absolutely. We've got a number of people who have relocated. I mean, the positive part is that some of us have learned more about, Lucy Goosey's or whatever the burgers are, which is very nice. But, you know, the horror stories coming out from there. And most of us, we got to be honest, Jason, Minnesota is a place that most of us are not thinking about. Oh, that they had that Jesse Ventura for a while. They must be kind of crazy up there with Al Franken and the rest of it. But, I mean, there are some really good, solid people. Hell, you were elected to Congress a couple of times, which tells me there were some good, solid people in Minnesota.
Well, it's not unlike any other state that has a one major urban core that governs the entire state, despite what the rest of the state wants. I mean, you get outside the Beltway in Virginia, it's a totally different a feel. You go to eastern Colorado or even on the front, on the slope over to Grand Junction, it's totally different than Denver, Oregon, New York City compared to upstate New York. And the same is true in Minnesota, where a greater Minnesota is completely red but the urban core, Minneapolis and St. Paul, is dominated by the greatest collection of misfits since the Star Wars bar scene. And it's not changing anytime soon, unfortunately. But I will tell you, the crime rate in Minneapolis is still 20% higher today than it was in 2019. That is how fundamental the defund the police movement, of which Walls embraced, and both of my congressional opponents, by the way, they have destroyed the state. It's a tragedy, really, because my mother was born in North Minneapolis, and she wouldn't recognize the place now.
Incredible. Jason Lewis is joining us. Jason, former member of Congress, just a brilliant guy. Book, you mentioned Party Animal. We should spend a couple of moments on that, Jason, because I want people to get it. Give us a little insight. What's in the book, and where can we order it?
Well, once I got to Congress, I was elected with Donald Trump in 2016 to the 115th Congress. Right. And right from the get-go, I saw what the deep state, especially the FISA court, with a secret court, unleashing unconstitutional wiretaps on a sitting president and his campaign team before and after the election, by the way. And I went over to the Intel committee and viewed the so-called intelligence, and it was a joke. I couldn't believe it. I was sitting there going, this is it? So I started keeping notes. I cannot believe what's going on out here. So I started keeping notes. Well, lo and behold, Jeff, after the 2018 re-election, and or failure to get reelected, I was running for the Senate in Minnesota, and I just kept the notes going. Now I'm in the midst of a COVID lockdown for everyone except rioters. They locked down the Trump campaign in Minnesota, locked down my campaign. The attorney general was suing rodeos because they thought they were too red. We had to sue them. So I wrote a chapter in Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press, called Who Lost Minnesota? It's chapter 4 in the book, and if you want to know everything you need to know about Tim Walz, read that chapter. Because what he did during COVID, some people may forgive him for, but I will never. Minnesota had one of the highest nursing home death rates in the country, second only to New York, I believe, because Walz deliberately took people out of the hospital, COVID positive, and put them in congregated living facilities while he was telling everybody else who's alone in their car to wear three masks. Right. It was insanity. Ugh. It was really a virtue signaling sign by Tim Walz saying, if I can get these people to obey my commands now, I've got them.
Well,
that's what happened.
That's as close as he gets to that command sergeant major rank in reality, right?
Yeah, except he wasn't.
Yeah.
Right. It was really terrifying, but then it got worse. So then the Democrats take control of the Minnesota State House, a trifecta. They've got the legislative, judicial, and the executive branch of government. And the first thing they do is pass a trans refuge bill that, contrary to the wishes of a parent, allowed a minor to come to Minnesota and be surgically operated on, get puberty blockers, and if the parents object, they'd be damned. And that's you had a lieutenant governor, Walz's lieutenant governor, Peggy Flanagan, who is certifiably crazy, wearing a trans T-shirt with a knife on it. And I don't know what that's supposed to signify, but she did it at the signing ceremony. So it would become a transgender refugee state, then the most liberal abortion law in the country, regardless of where you feel on that issue. This allowed abortion, taxpayer-funded abortion, for birth control purposes through the ninth month. I don't care where people are. That's extreme.
That's right.
Then they spent an $18 billion surplus in the state that's already the fifth highest tax in the country, raised taxes by another $10 billion, and then increased the biennial budget by 38% in one cycle without any tax relief. 38% in one cycle.
All right, I'll bite, Jason. What the hell were they buying?
Well, I tell you, they were buying votes, of course, primarily in public education, which Walz then put in an ethnic studies curriculum that would make, make the SDS blush. But I will tell you, it is living proof that Minnesota hasn't won the war on drugs, Jeff. It is being governed by a bunch of lunatics. And that's what Walz brings to this ticket. And that's why he feels so comfortable around Kamala.
Yeah.
They are two peas in a pod.
It is tragic. Let me remind everybody that Jason Lewis is joining us. And Jason, former member of Congress, an amazingly talented broadcaster. I think financial planning was the background. The book is called Party Animal. It's over at Amazon. I'm going to put the links up for that everywhere. Now, Jason, for some of us, the first time we heard of this Tim Walz character, we heard of his nickname.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Tampon Tim, trying to figure that out. Yep. You want to explain to everybody why he's got that moniker?
Well, that was part of the radicalization of K through 12 in Minnesota and the transgender refugee status bill. Being a sanctuary state wasn't good enough. They wanted to be a sanctuary for, think about this for just a second. You've got someone who's confused going through adolescence, who is a minor by a legal minor, I should say, which means they have not achieved the wisdom that comes with maturity to make rational decisions. We don't let them drive a car. We don't let them sign contracts. We don't let them vote. But Walz insisted, without an age requirement, that they can come to Minnesota from Virginia and get a sex change operation when they're 12. Now, who does this? But they did it in Minnesota, and part of that process of being friendly to the trans community was putting tampons in boys' restrooms in case, I'm not certain what, in case somebody was thinking about transitioning, or what used to be a female is now a male going to, no one could figure it out, but it just signifies how radical this clown is.
That is outrageous.
But he's worse than clownish, Jeff.
Yeah.
He is drunk with power, and nothing more so than the COVID. The worst lockdowns in the country. I am telling you, you had restaurants in Minnesota in 2020 that were trying to set up tents outside with heat furnaces or mini heat furnaces because Walz had locked them out. He had destroyed the entire state. But all the while, he was letting rioters go free.
Yep.
He would refuse to call in the National Guard for 3 days while Minneapolis burned, because he didn't want to get on the wrong side of the DEI crowd. Wow. And he had his attorney general sick the law on anything that might smack of a red state rally. And all the while, by the way, the country was suffering. Minnesota was suffering to a degree you can't possibly imagine. Anxiety was rising, suicide ideation, you name it. I don't know how you forgive somebody for that.
I don't think you can, Jason. I don't think you can, and I don't think you should. If there were a series of mistakes made where somebody says, boy, I just don't know what this COVID was doing. We took precautionary measures, and in retrospect, that was wrong. I suppose that's one thing, but what you've described here is just flat out evil. This is about punishing people that they want punished on the left, and it's about saying to those people who are burning your city of Minneapolis, go ahead, guys, have at it. We'll figure it out when it's all done.
And worse than that, they used a public health challenge, and look, in hindsight, that's all it was, a challenge. The seasonal flu was more deadly to school children.
Yep.
But they used a public health challenge to shut down the state for political advantage, and by that I mean the Secretary of State, Steve Simon, another DFLer, Democrat from Minnesota, he decided to do what liberals are doing everywhere in the Secretary of State and AG world, and that is, you know what? I'm going to usurp the power of the legislative branch by getting a liberal activist group to sue my office.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to sign a consent decree with that group, not show up to defend state law, and then that, by summary judgment, becomes law.
Right.
They did that with traditional marriage in California when the AG refused to literally defend state law there. So Simon had a bunch of these liberal groups say, oh, gosh, deadlines for mail-in ballots, we can't have those. Wouldn't the signatures? Oh, can't have those. And don't imagine that you need to show up on election day and prove your citizenship. Can't have that. And so all of these laws came about through consent decree signed by the Secretary of State. And many of them are still in place for 2024.
Oh, gosh. It's incredible. And here you were, you're running for U.S. Senate, and you said you had to sue. So what happened? Did you ever get into a courtroom? Did anything ever shake out on the front?
We did. We sued. I think looking back on it, I probably made a strategic mistake. I should have sued based on the due process clause. That they could not deny liberty the way they use it to strike down all sorts of state law, which, by the way, I think is somewhat specious, but it's been the precedent. We tried to make a claim over privileges and immunities that, indeed, the lockdowns were denying people of their constitutional liberty to freedom of association, for me to campaign, for all the rest. And naturally, a district court judge, don't hold your breath, ruled in the opposite. So we didn't get far. But I just felt I had to do it, and I write about the case in the book, Farting Animal, of course.
Well, I want people to get it. If it's all right with you, I'm going to get my social media director to put it up in my my online bookstore so that people can get it there. They go to Amazon, Party Animal. Chapter 4 is the one I guess everybody should take a look at immediately. Don't read it in order. Go to Chapter 4, Who Lost Minnesota. What are you expecting from your former governor and our vice president this evening?
Well, look, I think, and it may backfire, by the way, because Walz's impersonation of Tommy Boy is starting to wear a little thin already, I suspect. And I just who knows what's going to happen when you've got, you know, three people. Now, a huge problem in America is the state-run media. It is very, very hard to get through the cacophony of these press offices, Democrat press offices disguised as journalists. So something's got to be done long term from that. But I think the honeymoon is over. I think if the Trump campaign and the Unity Party with Tulsi Gabbard and Bobby Kennedy and J.D. Vance can just stay focused on the issues and get through the media lie. I mean, this is a group of so-called journalists, Jeff, who lied about Russian collusion, who lied about Hunter's laptop, who lied about COVID. But now they're telling us Kamala Harris was not part of the Biden administration, and she's a moderate. And what's the problem here? I mean, you got to be kidding me. So at some point, it's got to change. And by the way, if folks want more on a weekly basis, they can go to jasonlewis.substack, too, where I write a newsletter, and the last couple have been on Walz.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll give that site one more time, would you, Jason?
Yeah, that's jasonlewis.substack.com.
Okay.
And we've got a nice newsletter there in addition to the book. After I was done with Party Animal, I just wanted to continue basically what I laid down there, and that's what we've done with Substack. So everything you could ever want to know about Jim Walz is the good, bad, and the ugly without the good.
Fair enough. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to share it on all of our social media platforms. If you're amenable, I'd love to reach out to you again, get you back on, talk about some other issues as well.
Anytime, Jeff. Great to hear your voice. Glad you're knocking them dead in Richmond. Keep at it, buddy.
Thank you, brother. That is Jason Lewis. Jason is really a solid dude, and I'm so happy that he's got the Substack newsletter now. The book is called Party Animal. I get all that up on our social media, so you can take a gander at that and sign up for it. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.